Joining me here in the studio is Mikhail Bruzina, who's part of the Louisville Ballet and also choreographer with the ballet in many dances now, and cellist, composer, and performer Ben Soleil. They've had an interesting collaboration, and it's part of the next production of Louisville Ballet. Mikhail, tell us a little bit about what's going on April 13th and 14th.
Well, the Louisville Ballet will be celebrating its 60th anniversary with a show extravaganza.
Mm-hmm. And these were handpicked dances by Bruce Simpson, the artistic director, and he picked one of yours.
Yes, it's a piece that Ben and I actually have had about 3-4 years to work on for it to get to its current and final status.
Yeah. So this is a work that, well, I guess that's one of the benefits of knowing the composer, that you can change things as you go along.
Yes, yes. Our initial work on it, we did not have the luxury of as much time as we would have liked to, but came up with a really nice, Ben was able to come up with a really nice piece of music, actually 3 movements, which after its premiere, we sort of had further conversations and he filled it out with extra instruments, a little bit of added composition here and there, and I filled it out choreographically likewise, and we just sort of made it a much more complete piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy with.
So how did this project first get started? Who approached who?
Actually, I approached Ben. I had been awarded the Chusango Award for choreography, and my challenge that I had put upon myself was to have live composition to accompany a new work. And my thoughts fell on Ben, a big fan of his for a while, and thought, what a neat project. And, you know, he has a background in dance as well, and thought it would be a neat collaborative piece to work on.
Well, I didn't know you have a background in dance, Ben. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Mikhail's elaborating a little bit. I took ballet for about 2 years in high school.
Well, that's good. That's background, yes.
Okay, fair enough. I'll consider that my background. I loved doing musicals and was not satisfied with sitting in the pit. So I wanted to get on stage and perform. And so in Kentucky, there's, at least in my school area in Lexington, there was a real absence of male dancers. So I got up there and learned how to dance. Seemed like the right thing to do. And that kind of galvanized my affinity for the art form. And so I knew I couldn't be a professional dancer, so to speak, but I wanted to work with dance from a musical level because I loved seeing music and movement together, not just as a pre-recorded thing. I love film, of course, but seeing it happen together where both art forms can perform with each other as kind of a bigger duet. And so when Mikhail approached me about the piece, I was just wrapping up a project with Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck and Casey Dreesen called the Sparrow Quartet, where we'd been mixing a lot of Western and Eastern music, Sichuan folk tunes with Appalachian fiddle tunes and, you know, classical arias. And so it was kind of a natural fit with the storyline of the ballet, which, of course, is mixing, you know, traditional and contemporary Japanese values. And so it was really compelling to me as an idea. And, you know, Mikhail's story, who I hope she shares it with you, really was profound and pushed the narrative of the music for me.
Well, Mikhail Bruzina, Ben anticipated my next question. What is your dance about, or what was the inspiration?
Basically, it's painting a landscape that introduces the 3 women of 3 different generations, based upon my own personal experience, in that my grandmother or grandparents immigrated from Japan, were first generation Japanese here in North America. And then, of course, I'm the product of that, being third generation, which is the title of the piece, Sansei, which means third generation.
Oh, okay.
And in the piece, we are introduced to these 3 women, and the story or the scenario that we're presented with at the very beginning sort of represents the men who, at the beginning of World War II, were sent to build homes for their families that were being interned. And in presenting this kind of scenario, we are introduced into the family characters. And it's not so much the story of their life there, you know, or the situation, merely an introduction to these individual characters and the strength that they have as family moving forward, and, you know, the cycle of life, mm-hmm. death, rebirth, all of that.
Now, as for the actual performance and the collaboration between you, Mikkel, and Ben Soleil, what are the advantages of having live performance with the musicians and the dancers? Is there a kind of dialogue going on during the performance?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure Ben can elaborate a little bit more on this factor. But it's a shared experience in that it's, you know, live dancing. The dancers are performing to the music, but having it live and having somebody like Ben who is very observant and as far as, you know, watching what's happening with the dance, and he can bend or lengthen a note a little bit longer or add a little bit of something here, seeing, you know, according to what he sees what's happening on stage, which is a lot of how the music was composed in the first place, from the imagery and the shapes that Ben saw during rehearsals, and which is how it developed.
And you anticipated my question for Ben about when you were authoring the music, Ben. What was different about it in that you were approaching it as this was going to be danced to? What's different about this music from other performances that would be just strictly music?
Well, for me, I have such a high regard for dance as an art form that I wanted to experiment when we initially tried this piece with composing music to movement already made. And so Mikkel actually created a lot of the movement to either other types of music or just kind of in space with a pace that she, and then I watched the rehearsals and watched video and kind of created music to move with that. Now that's a pretty difficult task for a choreographer to manifest movement from other things, not knowing exactly what the music will be finally. And then once the music started coming in, we tweaked things and changed things. This time around, you know, we tweaked the music ahead of time and kind of did the dance. So what we've ended up with is a kind of tailored suit for the dance. It's, you know, the dance and the music kind of move together. And from a performance standpoint, dancers have grown so used to dancing to recorded music just because of budgets that they end up chasing the music on the stage, so to speak. So, you know, instead of them being able, if they're feeling really expressive, they can't necessarily leap further that day if they want to. They need to make sure that that leap always is going to land on time, or the turn, or the lift. And with live music, if they leap further, I'll slow down and give them more time, you know, and that's the benefit of knowing the choreography and being able to give them that. And, you know, the expression of a dancer can really change a lot when the music is a little bit, is at the end of their toe or at the end of their fingertips. They can really, they can emote something a little bit more personal for that performance. I'm not saying it's not personal overall in dance, but to recorded music, but they can get a little bit more out of that performance, that unique performance.
And there's something also I've noticed in our Lunchtime Classics performances when people are live in the studio watching a live performance, that the audience is a part of the performer too, in a way, is that the performers feed off audience reaction, the audience feeds off the energy of the performers.
Yeah.
And it can create some really exciting moments that you can't get with recorded music. And it's nothing I can explain. I don't know how that works.
Well, there's no substitute for having a bunch of humans in the room performing for each other. You know, you can use a lot of other tools to help with creating bigger sounds or more wild sounds, or you can use electronics and video cameras on stage to create more sensational images on the stage, but really there's still something unimitatable about having a bunch of humans in the room performing together and creating that feedback loop. You know, a lot of people talk about that in live performance, where the music is feeding off the dance, and the dance is feeding off the music and the dance are feeding off the audience is feeding, you know, that mm-hmm. feedback loop that kind of creates a human buzz. And that's what we're trying to accomplish in this. And, it's not an easy thing to put together in this day and age, right. Not only from an economic standpoint, but also just from a staging and logistics standpoint. And so we're really grateful and honored that the 60th anniversary show has, like, come together and allowed us the opportunity to perform it on stage.
Mikhail, you are certainly a part of the current excitement of Louisville Ballet, but you now can be considered a part of history too. I remember your first dance was Vivaldi's Gloria.
Yes, that's a while ago now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you've done several dances for the ballet. What's it feel like as a choreographer to be part of a celebration of Louisville Ballet as a whole?
Well, I think the significance of it has finally hit me. With all the everyday regular schedule things that I have been responsible for in my newer role as ballet mistress with the company, it's only been in this last month when I've been able to really focus on the task at hand, and it's quite overwhelming. It's a real honor and a real privilege. I think it's a remarkable turning point, so to speak. Not really turning point, but a significant landmark in my career as far as choreography is concerned. And lucky to share it with Ben. I think it's been a wonderful project, and I couldn't ask for a better finale for its presentation.
Excellent. Well, it's something to look forward to, too. It's April 13th and 14th at the Brown Theater, Louisville Ballet's 60th anniversary celebration. That includes Mikhail Brzina's dance Sansei, as performed with cellist Ben Soleil, along with violin and clarinet. We're looking forward to that. For more information, 584-7777. That's 502-584-7777. Or go to the website louisvilleballet.org for more information. Mikhail and Ben, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.